Catholic Conversations with Jason Bramley on Catholic Spirit Radio 89.5 and 92.5. Brought to you by the generous support of Meyer Bramley Insurance, serving Illinois, Missouri, and Kansas. Meyer Bramley Insurance can be reached online at mbi.agency or via phone at 844-890-2626. Catholic Conversations, where we talk about faith, family, and finance.
We are back, Catholic Conversations with Jason Bramley on Catholic Spirit Radio 89.5. And all those other call signals, if you're listening from Pontiac to Lincoln, we appreciate you being with us. We have a fantastic guest with us today. Debbie is here from Home Sweet Home Mission. She is the director. Is that the
director of client services?
Oh, client services.
Yes, I'm not the director of the whole place. You know, just client services.
Gotcha. So. Well, we appreciate you being with us.
Thanks, Jason, for inviting me.
And we're headed into Thanksgiving week this week. So, what better time to talk about those folks in town that might not be as well off as we are, that might need some assistance. So thanks for being here with us.
Thank you.
How long have you been at Home Sweet Home?
Not quite a year.
Wow.
I know. I'm coming
just
up by, and my
wet.
Anniversary. Yeah. Trial by fire.
Nice. So have things changed a lot already in the year that you've been there? What are your main calls to task?
My main responsibilities are to supervise those who deal directly with the clients, the case managers, the residential associates, the kitchen staff, I kind of troubleshoot when we need some extra assistance with the clients.
You're like the fire chief.
I'm the fire chief. That's right. But I get to do more than putting out fires. I get to organize some fun things and deal with people who want to volunteer their time. I'm not the volunteer coordinator, but if it deals with client services, I get to talk to them and get to set them up. So it's fun. And I get to talk to the residents a lot too, which is awesome.
Awesome. So before we get into it, for folks that aren't familiar with Home Sweet Home,
yeah,
give us some background and what you guys do.
Sure. We actually started 102 years ago, I guess. A man named Billy Shelper decided on Thanksgiving Day that he wanted to do something to help the community. So he opened up his home and, forgive me, Home Sweet Home, Top Dogs, if I get this wrong.
You've only been there a year.
So I've only been there a year. Yeah, I haven't memorized the history. But on Thanksgiving Day to feed people, and it's been going ever since. So we are a shelter, a homeless shelter, and so we house folks, families and individuals who do not have a place to be. We're the only family shelter in town. Safe Harbor from Salvation Army does men and women, but they can't do children. And so we do the whole family, although we don't have a space in which if both parents are there, that the kids can stay together. So we have a men's floor and a women's floor, and the children stay with either mom or dad. But and then they are given three meals a day and three snacks a day, and as well as case management every week. And just a lot of services are available to them. But we also have more than that. We have our Bread for Life co-op. We went from a food pantry system to a co-op system about 5 years ago. And so we have folks that join the co-op and then are members of that. And they go in and work a few hours a week in exchange for the food. And they become family there, you know, knowing each other and having a voice in the co-op. And so they're giving as well as receiving. So it's a really cool thing. We also have a Mission Mart, which is our retail operations, and a lot of people donate a lot of things, and thank you, community, for doing that. This is the most generous community. So right now, you can shop at Mission Mart for your Christmas gifts.
The last time I was in there, it was like packed full of rice steamers. You guys still have I don't know what the deal. People, I guess, get them, and then they're like, "What am I going to? How often am I going to cook rice?"
Well, so there you go. If you want a deal on rice steamers,
come down to the Mission Mart.
Mission Mart. And we've got a lot of kids' clothes, a lot of toys. We just got some
and that's
things
on MacArthur.
Donated. That's right. Yeah. That's right. We are at the shelters at 303 Oakland, and just up from that is Mission Mart. So
right where they come together.
Right where they come together. That's right. And so that's a real big important part. And then you may not know this, but there are things that are donated that they just can't be used. They can't be sold.
Sure.
Maybe they're stained or ripped or whatever. And we have volunteers that go through all of that stuff. We have a warehouse on Washington Street. And we have volunteers that go through everything that comes in. And if the clothing is not able to be sold, then it is baled and sold to companies that recycle it, which is really cool for the environment.
Yeah.
You know, I'm really happy about that, that otherwise, you know, we might at home put those clothes in the trash and then they end up in a landfill somewhere. But we are actually able to recycle them. Some of them are sold to other retail markets that, you know, will sell those clothes, or if they're really not in great shape at all, then they will be baled for made into like insulation and paper and all kinds of things.
My wife said to me the other day something, because we just started recycling for the first time.
Uh-huh.
We're like 30 years behind the curve. And
better late than never.
Yeah. And she goes, I don't think that can be recycled. And my daughter, who's 14, and I both just looked at her and I'm like, I think every single thing can be recycled. Like if you take the food off, you could compost that, which is technically
recycling. That's right.
And basically everything else I think could probably go in the recycling bin, right? I mean,
there are a lot of things that can be recycled.
I remember when I was a kid, it was like you had to look at the bottom of the milk jug,
yes.
Right? And it had to have like a 3 or
right.
a 5. And that's why I never got into it, because I was just like, I don't have time to hassle with this.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It always
yeah.
seemed like it was, I don't know, just a hassle. You had those
yeah.
extra bins and everything.
But
now,
you know,
we have Henson, and they just, boom.
That's right. They just take it.
Yeah,
and it's so nice
tubs.
That we
yeah.
can just put it all in the same thing.
We don't have to sort
thing.
It anymore.
I know. It's awesome.
They got me on board. I'm hooked.
Good for you, Jason.
I'm hooked.
Good
I
for
do
you.
Need to get a box cutter, though, because she goes to Aldi's.
Uh-huh.
So she, you know, she picks up all these cardboard uh-huh. boxes, and it just, within one trip to Aldi's, it's like full.
Yeah,
of,
yeah.
Because she doesn't break them down. It drives me insane, actually. So, and then they spill out on the garage floor. There's cardboard boxes everywhere. So
there's recyclables
I just
all
need,
over your garage.
I just,
That's
yeah,
good.
I need to get a box cutter so
there
I can
you
break
go.
Them down easier.
So maybe a listener can donate a box
yeah,
cutter.
Yeah, send a box cutter. If you're a business owner, put your name on it or something. You know, we'll advertise for you. And get
that's
some box
bad.
Cutters.
That,
yeah.
yeah that's
so Home Sweet Home is a local
It is.
Charity.
Local,
I mean, there's no, it's not a franchise.
It is like not some. At all. And we are privately funded. We do not receive like HUD funding. Therefore, we can kind of make our own rules. And we are a Christian organization. It's Home Sweet Home Ministries. And we are decidedly Christian. We pray at mealtimes. We often pray with the residents if they are having an issue. We have devotions every morning, Monday through Friday anyway. We are a decidedly Christian organization, not any denomination.
Yeah.
But we want to lift Christ up in our ministry.
Awesome. So how many residents can you guys hold? And do you have like a wait list? Are you full or not full? Or?
We aren't full.
That's a positive,
but,
right?
Yeah, that's what I'm assuming.
Yeah.
That means
sure.
that people are housed. That's what I always hope. And
yeah.
then the other half of my heart goes, what if they're still out there? But
yeah.
anyway, we can house up to 75, but that has to be a very special kind of combination because we have so many family rooms in which only families can be in. We have veterans rooms, which only veterans can be in. And then we have the women's floor and the men's floor. So it has
sure.
to be the right combination
yeah.
of people. Plus, how many children do we have?
Yeah.
You know, so it would be difficult to be full, but we could be full, like we can't take any more single women or any more single men. But yeah.
Gotcha. So what kind of, you guys have events coming up this holiday season?
Absolutely.
Oh,
we do.
See, there you go.
Yeah. So, I have been confused all month because Thanksgiving
Don't
is...
Don't worry, it's almost December. So
okay, good. That will help me a lot. Because Thanksgiving actually begins this week as we partner with Midwest Food Bank to give out Thanksgiving boxes. And we have been working on Thanksgiving for, I don't know how long now, at least a month, probably longer than that. So in my head, this week was Thanksgiving, but guess what?
It's
not.
It's next week.
Yeah. Then next week, we have a big Thanksgiving dinner and giving away meals. We have lots and lots of volunteer drivers who will go all over town and deliver, I think it's like 500 meals.
Wow.
And then we will have a meal in-house for all of our residents and community folks who come in to eat. That's something I didn't mention before is for lunch and dinner, people from the community that may be sheltered but can't afford food or they may not be sheltered can come in and eat with us. We do background checks to make sure that we don't have any like violent crimes coming in. And if they are in that category, we give them a sack lunch. So we don't turn away people for food. But on Thanksgiving,
we just don't let them inside.
We just don't let them. Yeah, further
into
the dining room.
We feel more comfortable giving you food.
That's right. Well, and because we have children, we want to keep everything safe.
Absolutely.
So on Thanksgiving Day, though, everybody, there are no background checks, no IDs required. Everybody is welcome. So we will send the volunteer drivers out with all of the meals into the community, and then we will flip around the dining room from a logistics thing to a dining room again, and we will have all of our residents and community come in and eat.
That's a busy week.
Oh, my goodness.
Or busy day.
Oh, it's huge. It's huge. So I am really looking forward to it. This is my first Thanksgiving and at Home Sweet Home, and so I'm just really looking forward to it. It's going to be a blast. Then we turn around and look at Christmas, and we do the exact same thing for Christmas in terms of meals. And then we give out meals, we serve meals. And then on December 10th, we have a client Christmas party in which they sit down. It's like a sit down served meal. One of the churches in town, thank you, Second Press, serves that meal. And then we give gifts and Santa comes. And so
nice. I bet the kids like that.
Oh, they do. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, we have already been preparing for that as well. So, yeah, it's a crazy time, but a really fun time.
Yeah.
And the community is so incredible. I mean, we get calls every day. What do you need? What do you need? What do you need? Can I bring gifts? What can we do? We actually have a holiday gift list idea list on our website so that people can look at that and see what we need, because there are things that we need all year long that if people could help us at Christmas, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to buy toys for kids, which is awesome.
That's true. Actually,
but so many.
I don't.
Yeah, because
I have five.
Yeah, yeah. So when they call us, we should say, Jason has five kids.
Yeah. No, my kids just don't even need any more toys.
Oh, yeah. Well, not many kids in your and my situations do.
Yeah. I have a Band-Aid on my big toe right now because in the middle of the night, two nights ago, I got up and had to use the bathroom and like tripped over one toy and then tried to catch myself and cut my foot on another toy. I don't even know why are they in my bedroom.
Yeah, well, because
I try to keep the door shut. I'm like, stay
children.
Out of my bedroom.
Yeah.
And don't ever come into my bedroom. But of course, they're always.
That's right.
In
well,
there.
Imagine everything that you have is in a suitcase or a bag, and that includes your kids' clothes and toys. That's what we
can
deal
I give
with.
Used toys? We take it just
used,
new toys.
Used toys will go to the Mission Mart.
All right. Uh-huh,
and they can be sold. And that's a cool thing too, because parents want to feel like they are giving their kids gifts. And so they can go into the Mission Mart and buy something at a very low cost and feel good about giving it to their child.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and it kind of to the same point on the co-op, you know, going from the soup kitchen or food pantry to the co-op. I think that's a great way to give people a little bit maybe of their dignity back,
absolutely.
I guess, so to speak.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
Gives them that personal responsibility
to
be a part of it and not just, you know, getting help
it
or whatever.
Just changes the heart.
Yeah.
You know, it helps them to feel a part of it and that they're a part of somebody else eating too.
Yeah.
You know, so
I like that.
Really cool.
So and folks that are listening right now, what's the contact information before we...
Our website.
Yes.
Is,
yeah. How about the website?
The website is homestreethomeministries.org.
And there's a Christmas list on there.
There's a Christmas list on there. There is volunteer opportunity drop-down menu there. Everything you could ever want is on the Home Sweet Home website.
Yeah, I was going to say, so you have all these programs for the holiday season, for Thanksgiving and Christmas. That doesn't happen on its own. So you guys need help, I'm sure, with volunteers.
Oh, yeah. And it's so funny because volunteers love to help at Thanksgiving or Christmas.
Yeah.
I was worried because I thought, I mean, because we need hundreds of volunteers. And I was worried that we wouldn't get enough. And, oh, man, you know, they come back year after year after year. In fact, my husband and my brother-in-law said that they could help on Thanksgiving Day. And I said, well, actually, no, you can't, because we're full of volunteers. But we can always use you all year round. And yeah, we haven't gotten all the volunteers in for Christmas yet. That's a very important. We couldn't do what we do without the massive numbers of volunteers that we have.
Is there a process for volunteers? I mean, do they have to go through a background check?
Yes. Okay. Everybody that
so
that
don't just
helps.
Show up.
Yeah, please don't just show up, because we'll have to give
call
you,
ahead.
Yeah, we'll have
do
to give
paperwork.
You a volunteer application form and send you home. Yeah,
it's like going to the Humane Society and you pick out that puppy that you want, and then they're like, yeah. We got to call you back in 6 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. You
process.
Can't pick out a resident you like and take them home with you. You know, sorry. Well. Yeah. They're not up for adoption, even the cute ones, which all of them are cute. So there's a form on our website called the volunteer application form, or you can drop by and we can give you one. And it's just basic information, and it asks where you'd like to volunteer. And, we do a basic background check. You know, we don't care about your traffic tickets. You know, it's okay. It's just want to make sure you're not an axe murderer.
Yeah.
Chainsaw
is okay.
Chainsaw is not okay.
Oh, all right.
No, sorry. No. But we have a variety of places to volunteer. You can help in the kitchen. That's where we use a lot of volunteers to help serve, or as a kitchen assistant. You can do adopt a meal. If you have a group that wants to cook for Home Sweet Home and buy the food for a meal, those are awesome. You can come in and our folks will help you kind of figure out how much food you need and stuff. That intimidates me, because, you know, cooking for a large group would freak me out. But there are a lot of people for whom it doesn't freak out.
You just do something easy.
Yeah, yeah.
Lasagna.
Exactly.
Spaghetti. Yeah.
Yeah. Something you just add more to.
The Italians clearly have big families, because everything they do is you could do it in bulk.
Exactly. Tacos. You know, you just make more.
It's hard to do like crepes in bulk.
Yeah. We rarely have crepes.
Omelets.
Yeah. But our cooks do an excellent job.
Yeah. So
that's one of the things. Yeah.
And you're three meals a day. So you have some staff that
we
cook?
Have staff, yes. Oh yeah, we
okay.
have
that'd be hard to fill.
Yeah we have 3.5 cooks. That half person is a really interesting guy.
Yeah,
you know, but
we used to let people vote that way. We decided that was a bad idea. You might want to upgrade him to
a full level cook. Yeah, we'll think about that. But that our cooks are incredible. So yeah, they cook three meals a day. They're hot meals. We do have, let me finish the volunteer thing. Then let me come back to the kitchen. You can also volunteer at the warehouse, sorting through stuff.
Now,
like
is that the restore? No,
that's Habitat.
Oh, okay.
Habitat to restore.
But is it out that way?
Ours is, the warehouse sorts things for the Mission Mart.
Okay.
As well as then the things that don't make it to the Mission Mart get bailed. And so we need a lot of sorters. We need people at the Mission Mart to volunteer. We have some paid staff there, but we also need volunteers.
Stock the shelves and that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh, all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, there are just a plethora of volunteer opportunities. So go in and sign up for that. That would, I mean, we would just be so grateful. Now let's go to the food a little bit.
Okay? Yeah. My favorite topic.
Yeah, exactly. Mine too.
Which is why Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday.
You can just eat meat and have excuses for that. That's great.
Yeah. Days of turkey.
Exactly.
And I like turkey. I don't get these people that don't like turkey.
Yeah.
First of all, I like dark turkey, dark meat.
Yeah.
I'm a dark meat guy.
So we could eat a whole turkey together, because I'd eat the white meat and you'd eat the dark meat.
Yeah, that'd be perfect, because I don't like the dark. I don't like the white meat. It's always like
it's drier, isn't it?
Yeah. It's dry.
Yeah.
It's not enough gravy in the world to save white meat turkey. But dark meat,
cranberry sauce
give
on
me the
turkey.
Thighs and the legs.
Yeah.
Cranberry sauce.
Yeah,
no,
cranberry
no, no,
sauce
no.
on the turkey.
No. The cranberry sauce doesn't even deserve to be on the table.
Oh, that's harsh.
That
is so harsh.
You know why I think it is? I think, do you eat it out of a can?
Well, sometimes that's jellied cranberry sauce.
See, I think this is why I don't like it. Yeah. My parents, first of all, I don't even think they like cranberry.
So they just
whatever. So they got a can and then they out onto the plate. John's looking at me like, dude, you can't make noises like that on the radio. He wasn't sure if I was dying or not.
Yeah, yeah.
It makes that weird noise. And you dump it on the plate. It's the shape of a can. It even has the lines
in it. It does have, yeah.
That's not appetizing.
Yeah.
That's not appetizing.
It tastes very wonderful, Jason, especially on turkey. Okay, so.
It looks like beets.
It's not beets. It tastes very much sweeter.
I think that's why.
Beets are good, too, though. So.
You know, I've got, sorry, one more thing.
One more thing.
On food.
Uh-huh.
See, you.
I opened a can, didn't I?
Yes.
cranberry sauce.
What's my new thing that I like? Brussels sprouts.
No way.
Love.
You won't eat cranberry sauce, but you'll eat Brussels sprouts?
Oh, man. If you mince some garlic and a little bit of olive oil and some onion, you put that in a pan, you let it start to get brown, and then you slice the Brussels sprouts in half so that you can, you know, get them cooked and put that in there and then steam them for like 5 or 10 minutes.
Yeah,
Our cooks do that. Brussels sprouts is something
Brussels
we should
sprouts.
Add to Thanksgiving
list.
Oh,
Lord, that is not a good idea. Okay, but back to the food.
Yeah, and then before you leave, I want to know what your favorite Thanksgiving foods are. But we'll
come back to that.
Yeah,
Okay. So we have a whole lot of food donated. Canned food,
box
frozen
food,
box food,
cereal
yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah, all of that stuff. And we also have, like I said, this community is so generous. If we put something out there and say, hey, we need XYZ on our website and on Facebook,
boom,
we've got it.
Oh, yeah, Facebook page too.
Yeah.
What's that? Home Sweet Home.
Home Sweet Home. Yeah. Yeah. It's a
pretty
creative,
straightforward, yeah.
creative title. But we just, I it's amazing. I put out on my Facebook page one day that we really needed towels. I mean, our towel supply had gone to nothing. We had a pretty full shelter at the time. And by the next day, we had towels coming in. It was just amazing.
And I've always heard that socks are big for like homeless people, that they always need socks.
Yeah, let me tell you this. We had a very generous donation from some folks at State Farm, and we got 1,000 pair of socks.
Wow.
So we're good with socks for a little while.
Hopefully they were all the same. I finally threw away the two baskets of unmatched socks that we have.
Uh-huh.
And I threw away every pair of socks. And I told my wife, go to the store and just buy brand new,
all
the exact same. Don't get anything different.
So
it drives me insane.
I know, but if you get some red socks and some purple socks, then that's easy to see.
To wear
match.
One red and one purple.
Because
that's what would happen in my house.
Yeah, that happens now. But yes, they match. We have two socks per pair.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so it's a great thing. We have a Christmas tree in our lobby right now that has socks and hats and gloves and mittens and whatever. We have scarves. And when that's empty, we'll fill it back up because, of course, we have a generous community.
Nice.
And then restaurants will help us out by giving us some of the stuff that they were not able to sell. And cooked food, it's just awesome.
Yeah, so I wanted to talk to you about that because when I was a young buck,
years ago,
I worked at Ned Kelly. So that'll tell you how long ago it was because it had been closed for, I was like the original Ned Kelly's gangster.
Yeah, so 54 years ago they closed.
Exactly. I'm not that old. I got a lot of gray hair coming in. But every night, so we did baked potatoes, a lot of steakhouses. And every night we were throwing away baked potatoes. And I was like, this is insane. We like sheets of baked potatoes.
Oh, that hurts my heart.
And at that time, I guess they weren't allowed to just take cooked food.
Yeah.
To shelters or whatever. So that has changed.
Yes. There's some kind of Good Samaritan food law. There's Good Samaritan laws all over the place, but it pertains to food. And we can take cooked food.
From restaurants and individuals.
From restaurants. If a restaurant comes in, we know it's a restaurant.
Sure.
We can write that down.
Yeah.
If an individual has this huge meal and their family didn't show up, they can bring us food too. We just need to know the name.
For some families, that would be better. Or they showed up, they got in a fight before dinner. And they
or
left.
They had already eaten at Ned Kelly's before they came.
Man, I love Ned Kelly's.
I'd love Ned Kelly's too. But anyway, so if they come, we just have to take their name so that if somebody gets food poisoning, we know who to call.
Yeah.
But Yeah, we get all kinds of wonderful donations.
Yeah, you were saying that you have a bunch of, I'm assuming ladies, but maybe not,
yeah,
but that bake pies and stuff, desserts.
Oh,
and
we've got a guy that baked, I don't know how many apple pies for us for Thanksgiving.
Nice.
I mean, I wish I knew the number because it's ridiculous.
Apple's okay. I'm a pumpkin pie fan.
Well, so. And we have somebody who's donated a
not
gazillion
as good as pecan,
pumpkin pies. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Are you going to have pecan pie?
We are not unless unless someone like Jason donates pecan pie.
I love
we are
pecan
eating
pie.
What has been donated.
They're so easy to make too.
Well, then that's we'll take 25 of them if you'd like.
I think it's just the bag and like what's that syrup? The white syrup, like
Cairo syrup.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think that's
the
it.
The bag
right?
of what?
The bag of pecans.
Oh, okay.
And,
okay.
And it's one
I've
of those.
Never made it.
It's like chocolate chips, you know, where the recipe's on the bag for the cookies.
Yeah.
John's looking at me. Have you never made chocolate chip cookies? And the recipe's on the bag.
Yeah.
And by the way, here's if you're making chocolate chip cookies, pro tip, take however many chocolate chips they say and put it half in there.
What?
Yeah, I only want like two chips per cookie.
And no wonder your children are in your room playing with toys.
I have a client, my beloved client, who will make me chocolate chip cookies, and she leaves all the chocolate chips out. But that's not the same as a sugar cookie.
No, it isn't because the recipe's different.
Yeah, the recipe's different.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're the
okay,
best.
So we will look forward to pecan pies from you for Thanksgiving.
They are
Thank
super,
you.
They are super easy. I think it's the bag of pecans. I think it's Karo syrup. And then you just mix it and dump it in like a pre-done pie crust. I think that's it. I really do. Maybe some vanilla or something.
Yeah,
if
it's
not much.
If it's your first try, you know, you might want to eat the pecan pie first before you give it to us.
From my first try on pecan pies, that Karo syrup, when it bakes, it expands. So do not fill that pie crust up to the top because you will have pecans and syrup all over the bottom of your oven.
That is nasty.
Yeah, and you get that smoke and scorch. Yeah. And so, yeah, go like 2/3 of the way full on the pie crust.
Yeah,
and it'll make a beautiful. It's super easy.
You know what? We get almost all of our desserts donated to us, too.
Yeah.
Ivy Lane Bakery is a great dessert people. I know. Aren't they great? Is it fair to do those kinds of advertising?
Yeah, if they're giving
here?
You free stuff away, you
hey,
shout
there
their
you
name
go.
Out.
There you go. We get Panera desserts. Those are always popular. I wish I knew what other desserts we get from the top of my head, but they're so good.
Yeah,
it's
we'll
just
have
good
to.
Stuff. Yeah. It's thank you, everybody, for donating those desserts, even though they are the bane of my existence because I eat there.
Yeah.
And I have learned to walk past them because God does give me
there
the strength to walk past the desserts. I do not have to eat them.
That's a gift of the Holy Spirit, I think.
It is.
The ability to
walk
dessert.
Past desserts.
Yeah. It's a difficult.
It is a difficult one.
You know, when you go to a restaurant with like a friend's or, you know, a friend.
Yeah.
And when the waiter always says, "Do you want a dessert?" And you look at each other like,
yes.
"Well, I'm not getting anything, but if that guy orders
exactly.
dessert."
And you always hope, "Please order dessert so I don't look so bad."
Well, yeah.
But that's a social eating thing that is, you know, very dangerous.
Yeah.
So if people...
Well, it's not dangerous.
Oh, it's dangerous to me, man. If people at my table start eating dessert, I will often just leave.
What's your favorite dessert?
Anything chocolate.
See, I don't know. Well, obviously, I don't even like the chocolate chips.
Yeah.
The furthest I go on chocolate is usually Tootsie Rolls.
No, that's massive chocolate. Yeah.
It's not even real chocolate. I have expanded my palate as I've gotten older to accept some level of chocolate. Mm-hmm. When I was a kid, I didn't eat any chocolate.
Wow. What a healthy kid.
I ate plenty of dessert. my kryptonite. When it comes to dessert menus, creme brulee.
Oh, I like that,
if
too.
If creme brulee is on there, there's a good chance I'm going to get dessert.
Yeah, I like that, too.
Yeah.
It's
We've
not
got
real
some places
filling.
In town. Yeah, it's not real filling. I like sugar.
Yeah.
And custard, obviously.
Well, I do, too. Yeah,
so you can't
I do,
go
too.
Wrong. And, and I'm a big texture guy. And so I think
creme brulee has two
Yeah, it's
of
got
them, yeah.
texture and temperature. Like anything hot, cold, like pecan pie with ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
You know, see, you put pecan pie or you put like pumpkin pie, which I eat with Cool Whip, but the temperature is the same.
Exactly.
I mean, basically room temperature usually.
Unless you get that
apple pie with ice cream.
Yeah. Cherry pie with ice cream.
I don't like cherry. See, back to the, maybe it's red. Maybe I don't like anything that's red. Beets, cranberries, cherries. I'm not a big sour fan.
Yeah.
I like everything very sweet.
Yeah.
So my family, recipe for spaghetti calls for lots of sugar.
No way.
Yeah, so
that's weird.
I've been told that it's more traditionally Italian.
Okay, I'll take it. I like sweet like sauces like to Italy and stuff.
Yeah, that they would use more sugar than like what, you know, sage and stuff that we use or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's basically tomato juice, tomato paste, you know, to get the right consistency. Yeah. And then lots of sugar, white sugar, and some cloves.
Cloves in your spaghetti sauce? Mm-hmm.
Clove powder.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Not like full cloves.
I'm going, that's weird.
That and the first time my wife came over for spaghetti dinner with my family, you know, she like takes a big bite and she's like, tries to look around like, is this supposed to taste like this? Everybody's just like, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Scarfing it down.
Yeah, yeah.
And my grandpa is vegetarian. So we grew up with, we would have spaghetti sauce and then a pan of just hamburger meat next to it.
Really?
Yeah. So we put mushrooms in the sauce.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then because we all like
how
meat.
How unusual but, in that day.
Yeah, right. For him to be vegetarian. Yeah. Yeah. He's 92. Which maybe that's why. Maybe because he's never eaten meat. But
he
said he, I mean, obviously it wasn't cool then.
Yeah.
He was probably the only vegetarian in Alton, Illinois at the time.
That's a weird thing, yeah.
He said he just doesn't like meat.
Yeah.
That's not a genetic trait, by the way. I see these, actually, I saw the commercial yesterday for the Impossible Whopper or whatever. They were like, they didn't even know it wasn't meat. I call shenanigans on that. I haven't tried one yet, but I don't even understand. If you want to eat a cheeseburger, it's got to have beef in it.
Uh-huh. That's why they call it a cheeseburger, right?
Right. I don't get it. But to each his own. That's what my grandpa always says.
That's right. To each his own.
To each his own.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Yeah. So, okay. So, big stuff coming up this year. It's been a while since we gave the phone number. What's the phone number again?
The phone number is 309-828-7356.
And the website?
www.homesweethomeministries.org or hshministries.org.
And they can find you on Facebook.
And they can find us on Facebook.
You guys aren't on Twitter?
Yes, we are on Twitter. I don't know anything about that because I don't tweet.
Really?
So somebody that does.
You're not a twit?
I am not a twit. Well, I am, but I don't tweet.
I don't even know if that's the proper vernacular.
Yeah, I don't know either. But you can find us on Twitter. I think we're even on Instagram. So go out there and look. We've got all kinds of cool things going on, and we can always use you in the community.
What would be the top priority right now for folks that are listening? Is it food? Is it money? Is it toys? Is it volunteer hours? What would you say?
I would say the top priority right now is we need frozen turkeys.
Frozen turkeys?
Frozen turkeys, yeah. Or you can go to Hy-Vee or Schnucks and get a turkey card because we need 2,500 turkeys to give out next week.
And that's a lot of birds.
On Friday, we were halfway there. And so I don't know how many.
Wow, that's 1,250.
Thank you so much. You are such a mathematician. But people tend to do that as it gets closer.
Yeah.
So, but if you could go out and buy a turkey card or bring us a frozen turkey, that'd be awesome. And the second one would be volunteers. We have plenty of toys, and we appreciate everybody's sweet love of buying toys, but we've got plenty of toys. But we do need volunteers for all year long.
Oh, well, you guys are obviously doing an awesome job.
Oh, thank you. We love what we do.
Can we circle back around to Thanksgiving now?
Sure, let's go to Thanksgiving.
I don't think
we've really left that.
Yeah, and my juices are flowing now.
I know.
I'm like, oh, it's a week away. We're going to Dallas. My sister-in-laws both live in Dallas now, so we're going
cool.
to Dallas.
Yeah.
To see them. And not really that cool, but that's where the food's going to be, so I'm going. No, I'm just kidding. They can't hear this. It doesn't broadcast that far. What's your favorite foods? What's your favorite?
I think it would be dressing and the mashed potatoes.
You go
gravy.
Dry or wet?
I go wet.
Yeah.
Now, my family.
I mean, I guess that's technically dressing. We call it the dry stuffing, right? Or does it?
I don't know. I don't know
about
that.
Is that a family?
But we have my, this is my second marriage, and he and his kids like the stovetop stuffing. And that's to me isn't dressing.
No, you
that's
can have, you know when you know when you can eat that? In July?
Yeah, exactly.
Or February?
Exactly. So the
or
big,
March.
I have a huge decision to make this year.
Do you still stuff it in the turkey?
No, I don't.
Because that's supposed to get E. coli, right?
I don't know. But I don't see the point.
They came out against that a long time ago.
So I have a big decision to make. Do I make it my way or do I make it for the majority of people who are there, which
Who's
is my
cooking?
Husband's family? I'm cooking.
Boom. This is what I say. This is why. So I went probably the first or second, maybe it was the first couple years with my wife's mom. Is a horrible cook.
Can she hear this?
She doesn't listen to me.
Well, if she does, you are in such big trouble.
I would tell her to her face. We're very close.
Okay.
She's a wonderful lady.
Can't cook.
She's a horrible cook.
Okay.
And she passed that along to her daughters.
Aww.
I knew I was in trouble, and Kara cooked me Eggo waffles one time for breakfast and burned them. I was like, oh, this is gonna end badly.
That's the toaster's fault. That's not hers.
Right. Yeah, I should probably say that. She's actually gotten better. I mean, thank God for YouTube.
Oh, isn't that
because
awesome?
I am the least handy man ever. I've fixed a dishwasher. I have fixed a washing machine.
You're amazing.
Well, YouTube is amazing.
I know, man.
So she's gotten better at cooking, but I don't even remember where I was going with this.
Well, why don't you cook?
Oh, yeah. So that's exactly right. So like 10 years ago, I said, you know what? Thanksgiving is my ultimate holiday. I love it. And I'm tired of this family ruining it for me.
Horrible.
With poor food. You know what broke the camel's back? I showed up and there was gravy in a jar.
Oh, yeah. My husband is all about gravy in a jar. And I'm like, no, honey.
Gosh.
No. You don't have to do gravy in a jar. And you don't have to do stuffing in a box. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
You know?
These are things I feel like you should have asked before the wedding.
I know. I didn't think
like, how do you do Thanksgiving? And you're just right away be like,
I know. No brainer.
Big red flags.
Yeah.
Is he from Canada or something? I don't understand.
No, he's from Greenfield, Illinois.
I don't know where Greenfield is.
Nobody else does either. No, it's by Jacksonville.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Nobody knows where Greenfield is. Do you know where Greenfield is?
Is it a Greenfield Alton exit off of 55?
Not 55. 72.
Oh, no. Well, then maybe they do the same thing over
Greenville.
On 50.
No. Alton would be. Yeah, I don't know.
Alton's down 55.
Yeah.
By St. Louis.
So
yours is over down
west,
72.
But there could be a Greenfield there, too, because it's north of Alton.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
By like Carrollton and Edwardsville?
Yeah, by Carrollton.
Have you been to the Brass Door in Carrollton?
No, I haven't. And, you know, my brother-in-law lives right there. I should go over there.
So they do family-style dinner. You can order.
Yeah.
But get the family-style breaded pork chops with the mashed potatoes and gravy and the green beans. They have a little salad bar.
Oh.
It's the bomb.
The bomb.
Even my grandfather likes to go. He doesn't eat pork chops, but he loves everything else.
Yeah.
He'll go anywhere with a salad bar.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, Wendy's still had the baked potato bar.
Oh, right.
And that was our jam all the time.
That's right.
Wendy's, if you're listening, come back with the baked potato bar.
I know. That was an epic fail there,
taking
that away.
So wet stuffing for sure. Not out of a box.
No.
Gravy.
And with no oysters in it. My mom used to put oysters in part of her stuffing.
I think I've been with some people that do. So I started cooking my own. It's the only time of the year that I make mashed potatoes.
I
enjoy them out of a box.
Yeah.
I dress them up a lot, but
my stepdaughter makes some mashed potatoes and they're awesome.
Real mashed potatoes. There's nothing better.
With real gravy and you put them all, the dressing, the potatoes, the gravy all on. Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
Oh. Now, do you have any weird family, so we do orange salad.
Is it with Cool Whip and
mandarin oranges and pineapples?
That is my stepson's favorite
salad,
except that I don't put pineapple in because he doesn't like that.
Oh, you got to have pineapple.
But,
Kara doesn't like the cottage cheese in it, but you got to
have cottage cheese.
A little texture.
Yeah. And that's so healthy. And so you pretend.
Yeah, her family did that green jello thing. I don't know.
I'm not big on pistachio?
Green jello. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. My grandma did have green jello.
Yeah, some nuts in it or something.
Yeah. Well, I used to make a sweet potato casserole that was awesome and full of sugar.
Casserole is the way to do sweet potato.
It is. However, my husband's family does. His mom used to do the sweet potatoes with marshmallows on top.
Yeah.
And she is now gone. And so my stepdaughter does sweet potatoes with the marshmallows on top. So I don't bother doing
it. I think you can get a higher
casserole.
Level consistency of sugar when you turn it into a casserole.
Absolutely. Because it has so much sugar in it. Oh,
like,
my Lord.
It's like pure caramel.
It is. I love it that way.
It's just a kiss of sweet potato.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, I would say the ones I could do without, like green bean casserole.
Yeah,
like I
we don't get do a green scoop. Beans. My husband hates green beans.
Yeah, I always get
a scoop.
And
that's kind of old school.
You've never had? Oh, you're a big fan? I mean, it's okay.
If you come eat at Home Sweet Home, you're going to get green bean casserole.
Yeah, it is easy, and you make it in bulk.
Yeah.
And the benefit is it's got a lot of cream and mushroom soup in it, so, I mean, it doubles down as a gravy, really.
Okay,
and
maybe a little bit. I don't know. That's kind of weird.
I'm just saying, when you're looking at your ratio of dry to wet on your plate, you want to be fairly 50-50.
You know, that's something I don't ever think about on Thanksgiving. How big is your plate
holiday?
On Thanksgiving?
I usually go with two.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and here's another thing that you should
not
always...
Not a two-inch plate.
No.
Two plates.
Two plates, yeah. Two of the biggest plates I can find.
Yeah.
Here's the other thing that you should always know when it comes to any type of buffet-style dinner, whether it's Thanksgiving or anything else.
We're not doing buffet, but go ahead.
You get the desserts off the dessert table first.
Yeah.
You know, well, if you go to a wedding.
Oh, right.
Boom, hit the dessert table. You don't want to be the guy that got the second guy that didn't get cake.
Yeah, that's true.
Hit the dessert table. Carry that back to your plate with your main meal.
But if you eat the main meal, then you're not going to need dessert, and you're going to save that sugar for some other time, Jason.
Do you guys do lunch Thanksgiving or dinner Thanksgiving?
We're doing lunch Thanksgiving.
Yeah. That's my jam, too. I want to eat Thanksgiving at noon.
Then leftovers are for dinner Thanksgiving.
And Friday and Saturday. Plus, you get a nap in. Like, I feel like if you don't do lunch and you're going to do like a 4 or 5 o'clock, then you're cooking and you're getting ready.
It's not
and
good.
The family's showing up. You feel obligated to talk.
You
got to
feed them something.
Yeah. If you get them there at 11, boom, by 2 o'clock, you're asleep.
That's right.
It's a way to do it.
Yeah. Unless there are awesome grandchildren around that you want to play with, but that's a whole other thing.
I don't like kids.
I'm just giving away my, you don't like kids.
No.
Five of them. Yeah.
I love mine, but they drive me insane.
I'm 30 years old. But
you know what
I
should do is just send them down to the mission and put them to work every day.
Yeah, there you go. Just send them down to the mission. You know, they have to be over 18. So are they over 18 or 16 or something?
No, not even close.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll just let them play with our kids. There you go.
Perfect. Well, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Catholic Conversations on Catholic Spirit Radio. This is Jason Bramley, and Debbie from Home Sweet Home Missions is with us. And one more time before we... Home Sweet Home Ministries.
There you go.
You're right. Of course, you're right. Before we take a break, though, one more time, hit the folks with the website and the phone number.
www.homesweethomeministries.org. Phone number 309-828-7356.
Awesome. Thanks for being with us. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Thank you, Jason.
You're listening to Catholic Conversations with Jason Bramley on Catholic Spirit Radio.
Join Jason Bramley of Catholic Conversations on a religious journey across Greece, following in the footsteps of the Apostle Paul. This 9-night, 10-day tour begins and ends in Athens, starting with 5 nights on land, followed by a 3-night cruise. The final night is back in Athens to bring this journey to a close. For more information on this spiritual trip, call Ben McKenna, 309-922-1758.
G.K. Chesterton wrote, "We do not want a church that will move with the world. We want a church that will move the world." Indeed, it was the Holy, Catholic, and Apostolic Church that built Western civilization. Discover the sublime beauty, transcendence, and silence of the ancient liturgy that formed so many of our great saints. To connect with the Latin Mass community of Bloomington Normal, visit latinmassblono.org. That's latinmassblono.org.
It's time to set your faith on fire. Catholic Spirit Radio listeners are invited to attend a Faith on Fire evening event at historic St. Patrick's Church in Bloomington, November 25th from 7 to 8:30. Father Patrick Hennehan, with a true heart for the Lord, will motivate you with his inspiring presentation titled, "We All Evangelize, One Beggar Telling Other Beggars Where the Food Is." Join him for this Faith on Fire event, November 25th, historic St. Patrick's on West Locust in Bloomington.
We are back, Catholic Conversations with Jason Bramley on Catholic Spirit Radio. Debbie is still with us.
I am.
She's hanging in there. She's from Home Sweet Home Ministries. Thanks again for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. For folks that are just tuning in that might not have heard, first of all, what's the contact information?
So you can call us at 309-828-7356, or you can go online at homesweethomeministries.org. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of those places. Or you can just walk in and check us out. We have a shelter at 303 East Oakland. And then right next to the shelter is our Mission Mart, where you can get incredible deals for the holidays. We have toys and lots of clothes and household stuff. And the best of the best of our donations go to Mission Mart. So, and when you buy at Mission Mart, you are supporting the shelter and all other ministries there.
I looked up the Twitter.
Did you?
It's HSH Ministries. So at HSH Ministries.
Okay, thanks.
For Twitter.
Because I don't tweet, so I have no idea.
You have to get on Twitter, man. You learn all kinds of stuff.
Okay.
You'll learn how horrible of a person you are. You'll learn how ugly you are, how bad of a mom you are.
Oh,
how,
you know, I really want to do that now.
Yeah,
it makes me want to do that. Thank you,
Twitter
Jason.
Is a dangerous, dangerous world. You got to have thick skin for Twitter.
Yeah, I'm not getting on it.
I enjoy it because it's an easy way to get news information.
Oh, really?
And stuff. Yeah, to stay up on what's going on in the Catholic Church and what's going on in politics and that kind of stuff. It's very quick and easy.
Yeah.
You know, you can see what's trending or whatever. And
yeah.
You'll know right away based on who you follow, like what the news is. But
yeah,
I was on Twitter. Yeah, I was probably on Twitter for 3 years before I ever like responded to something, like,
yeah.
you know, said
yeah.
anything.
Yeah.
And then I immediately regretted it because like 12 people told me that I was, you know, completely insane.
That's
and,
right.
Yeah, an idiot or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, you shouldn't like, even be on the planet.
I've gotten better though.
Good.
My skin's gotten thicker on
good.
Twitter.
Good, good, good.
So Home Sweet Home Ministries, let's do a recap. What are you guys, what do you have coming up and what do you need?
Okay, we have Thanksgiving coming up, Jason.
I know,
go figure. I know, now you're all turkeyed up.
We should have spent more time talking about
it. Yeah, so we have a big food giveaway for working with Midwest Food Bank, and we're giving away 2,500 meals, and so we need turkeys, and you can go to Hy-Vee or Schnucks and buy a turkey card, or you can bring us a frozen turkey, and that's probably our biggest need right now. We can always use volunteers, you can go online and fill out a volunteer application. We do background checks, and then we'll get back to you. We probably are pretty full on volunteers for Thanksgiving Day, which happens to be on a Thursday this year, Jason. Did you
Isn't
know that?
Crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. We serve,
somebody actually, just to interrupt, somebody the other day said, oh, it's always the last Thursday of the month. I'm like, no, it's not.
Yeah, not so much.
It's
no.
The fourth Thursday
yeah,
of the month.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
which is often
difference.
The last
often,
fourth Thursday.
But not always.
Not always. That's right. My son, when he was much younger, asked me, not when he was a little kid, like a teenager, what day of the year is Thanksgiving on this year, Mom? Yes, apparently he hadn't noticed.
Yeah.
Always
well,
Thursday.
You know.
So anyway, on Thanksgiving Day, we will deliver meals to those who cannot get out, the disabled, the elderly. And if you would like a meal, you can call our holiday hotline, which is also on our website. Or you can just call Home Sweet Home and we'll get it to you. Or we also are serving in-house to those who need a Thanksgiving meal. We will serve our residents. This is at 12:30. And then other people, non-residents, can come in. And we don't require any IDs or background checks that day. So they can come in and eat a nice Thanksgiving meal and be with a whole lot of cool people and eat a lot of cool food. Then after that, we will have we will roll into Christmas and do the same thing all over again, only for Christmas.
Which is not on a Thursday this year.
Which is not on a Thursday and is not always on a Thursday.
Yeah.
It's always on the 25th, though.
I feel like all holidays should either fall on a Tuesday or a Thursday. That way you're guaranteed like a, you know, long weekend. Because who's not? I don't understand people that work on Friday after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I have to work on, well, I'm not going to work on Friday after Thanksgiving because I'm going to work all day Thanksgiving Day.
Are you a shopper? Are you a Friday shopper?
Oh, no, 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 no. I stay far away from those crazy people.
I've noticed this year, it seems like a lot of places have Black Friday sales all month long.
That's right.
I'm like,
that's right.
This is perfect.
That's right. That's right. I'm not going to do that craziness.
We went to Home Depot this weekend and got a new dishwasher, which I'm going to install myself because I know how to work YouTube.
Now, that's a really big thing to install it yourself.
A dishwasher?
Yeah.
That's easy.
No, really?
Yeah, it's really
okay,
easy.
Okay, okay, okay.
Again,
thank you,
least
YouTube.
Handy, and I've done it since before YouTube existed. So,
really?
Yeah, it's super easy.
Wow.
You just plug in the drain hose, and now I will
and
say,
turn off the water first.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
That'd be good. I couldn't get the dishwasher that's in right now. I couldn't get my arm behind it to get it plugged into the wall when it was like half in.
So did
you
put a small child back there?
I put a small extension cord on it.
Oh, that's not good.
And my wife has been yelling at it about it for three years since I did it.
Just put a small child back there. Please don't call me DCFS.
Yet. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, get a
or you're
half a cook. Maybe he could squeeze back in there.
That's right. We have three full-time cooks and a part-time cook, which I happen to call half-time.
Yeah.
And now we're thinking about what he looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah, at half-time. That half-cook.
Yeah.
And so we're coming up on a really, really busy season. We've been working on it for for a long time. And
at least 11 months.
At least 11 months. That's about right. Yeah. And we are just really excited to do this. And we get to serve a lot of people. We have the best job ever.
Yeah. It sounds like you like it.
We do. I mean, we get to serve tons and tons of people and have a good time doing it. And we get to be in Bloomington Normal, where the community is so incredibly generous. We just have to say, hey, we need this and we'll get it. So thank you so much for that.
Absolutely.
Frozen turkeys.
And to recap too, on the food that people can bring in, because I just think that that's something that people don't know about, and they're throwing away food.
That's right. So if, for instance, my church has someone that has died and there's a funeral dinner.
Yeah, funeral luncheon.
Funeral lunches. And they've got, you know, they cooked or they bought chicken for 150 and there are 25 people that come, which would be so sad, wouldn't it, though, for the dinner? But anyway, if that were to happen, they come over to Home Sweet Home and donate all of that chicken. And we will use it either as it is, or we will chop it up and make something else. If you want to adopt a meal, you can talk to our volunteer coordinator about that, and you can come over and just be the cooks for a meal at Home Sweet Home and buy the food and prepare it and serve it, and we love that. You can also just donate food, not just from a funeral meal. If you have a huge meal at home, you can bring over the leftovers and you know, within reason, you know, if you have a half a cup of mashed potatoes left, you know, you might just give those to the dog a bit. And we will just take your name so that if anything goes wrong, we can call you and ask about the preparation of it or whatever. But there's a law in effect that allows us to do that. I think it's called the Good Samaritan Law as it relates to food. So, yeah, we would love to have that. And that honestly is how we feed people, is a lot of volunteers or a lot of donations. We get donations. We get a lot of food from Midwest Food Bank. So if you're giving food to Midwest, we also get that. As well as the stuff that comes from restaurants and individuals. So thank you for all of that.
Yeah, you know, Midwest Food Bank is another good place to volunteer. The guys,
absolutely.
The guys from my St. Pat's Amerna Knights of Columbus group went a couple weeks ago. Uh-huh. And I guess they got like Cheez-Its by the ton load. And then their job was to take them and put them into like gallon baggies.
Yeah.
And I heard that Rich, I'm calling him out, Rich, I heard that you ate some Cheez-Its while you were there.
You know,
he said he had to make sure that they were
safe
and good
and
to go.
And if they fell on the floor at Midwest, you got to lift them up.
It's probably super clean.
Probably. Yeah. Yeah.
You going to stick around for the gospel?
Yeah, man.
All right. We'll hop into the gospel. This is the last weekend of Luke. I did check. So, because next week starts Advent. So we will be in Matthew for Advent. But this week is the solemnity of our Lord Jesus Christ, King of the Universe. And we are in Luke chapter 23, 35 through 43. The rulers sneered at Jesus and said, "He saved others. Let him save himself. If he is the chosen one, the Christ of God." Even the soldiers jeered at him. As they approached to offer him wine, they called out, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." Above him there was an inscription that read, "This is the King of the Jews." Now one of the criminals hanging there reviled Jesus, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." The other, however, rebuking him, said in reply, "Have no fear of God, for you are subject to the same condemnation. And indeed we have been condemned justly, for the sentence we received corresponds to our crimes. But this man has done nothing criminal." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He replied to him, "Amen, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." The gospel according to Luke. All right, what's your take? What's your hot take? We didn't tell you we were doing this ahead of time.
No.
Put you on the hot seat.
Yeah. So my hot take on the gospel.
Yeah.
The incredible, loving Christ that we serve, that not only gave his life, which is enough, more than enough.
It's kind of a big deal.
It's kind of a big deal. But also was crucified by criminals and forgave the people that were crucifying him. It's just, what an amazing God we serve. You know, I just can't say that enough.
So I've heard, and I don't have the answer to this. I probably have heard the answer, the explanation. But there's a question about Jesus saying, "Today you'll be with me in paradise," when he descended into hell on Good Friday and then didn't rise to his heavenly kingdom until Sunday.
I don't have a solid answer on that.
Yeah, I don't
except
either. I'll look
that,
it up.
Yeah, look it up, because he obviously means if he gave his life to Christ, that he's going to be in heaven.
And Christ exists outside of time and space.
Absolutely.
So maybe that's
absolutely. And he is the Trinity, the three in one. And so God didn't ever leave heaven and is in all places. So
yeah,
that can happen.
I agree.
Our minds are so finite.
The good thief.
That's right.
We should all show perfect contrition for our sins to the Lord so that we might be saved and experience eternity with him in heaven.
Absolutely.
We appreciate Debbie being here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's been a blast.
Absolutely. Talked about Home Sweet Home Ministries. If you can help out, volunteer, or donate, not only during the holiday season, but they're going to need help in January.
Absolutely.
And February and March. So
absolutely.
Don't forget about them. They're a great local charity, and we'll have you back on.
Awesome. Thanks. I'll look forward to it.
We'll debate theology next
time. Cool. Cool.
You're listening to Catholic Conversations on Catholic Spirit Radio. This is Jason Bramley. Have a great holiday weekend.
You've been listening to Catholic Conversations with Jason Bramley on Catholic Spirit Radio 89.5 and 92.5. Brought to you by the generous support of Meyer Bramley Insurance, serving Illinois, Missouri, and Kansas. Meyer Bramley Insurance can be reached online at mbi.agency or via phone at 844-890-2626. Catholic Conversations, where we talk about faith, family, and finance. Download our podcasts at CatholicSpiritRadio.com.
Join Jason Bramley of Catholic Conversations on a religious journey across Greece, following in the footsteps of the Apostle Paul. This 9-night, 10-day tour begins and ends in Athens, starting with 5 nights on land, followed by a 3-night cruise. The final night is back in Athens to bring this journey to a close. For more information on this spiritual trip, call Ben McKenna, 309-922-1758.
Father Benedict Groeschel.
I'm operating on the gifts of the Holy Spirit when I don't feel well, even when I'm annoyed, when I'm down and out. During my recovery from the automobile accident, immense numbers of people wrote to me and sent me emails, 50,000, and they told me how helpful they thought my talks on EWTN were to them. I'm delighted. But I want you to know, I'm nobody's fool. The talks that were helpful, the sentences that were helpful, the phrases that were helpful, came from the Holy Spirit. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. And the Styrofoam packaging came from me. I did that. And Styrofoam doesn't amount to very much.
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
The wisdom of Mother Angelica.
We're all here. We've all been created by God for one thing, and that is to become holy. And I think we kind of think holiness is one of those stiff-necked things that you do, you know, but it isn't. It's a very normal thing. Jesus acted very normal and human, though he was divine. He groaned when he heard from Mary and Martha that Lazarus was dead. And he must have smiled when Martha reminded him that he made dead 4 days. Can you imagine a woman trying to explain death to God? I would.